I'm In with the ARCC is brought to you by StoreTech, your technology, our passion, and Kena, your local HR professionals. And now, here's your host for I'm In with the ARCC, Amanda Blanton.
Welcome to I'm In with the ARCC. Thanks for joining us today. I am your host, Amanda Blanton, Marketing Director with the Adirondack Regional Chamber of Commerce. And today I am being joined by the owners of Shipology, a relatively new business that we're going to learn all about. I'm being joined today by Carrie Weitrall.
Correct.
Got it. Okay. And Amanda Skimmerhorn, a fellow Amanda. Yes. I'm always happy to welcome a fellow Amanda in the studio. So welcome, ladies. How are we doing today?
Phenomenal. We're excited to be here. Thank you.
Excellent. I'm excited to have you. You ladies joined the chamber. You're getting involved, and I know you're super busy. And we're going to hear the story behind the business and then learn about what you ladies actually do. And also, this all kind of started during COVID, too. Am I correct? You know, if I had a dollar for every time I had somebody on this show that was like, we started a business during COVID, or I changed positions during COVID, or I got a new, I mean, it's crazy. People are awesome. That's all I'm going to say, is that if you can do something that radical during a pandemic, you're awesome.
Or crazy.
That happens
a lot too.
We've got that too.
Yes. Thank you, Carrie. That's a good point. Some of us are just crazy. All right. So let's get started with learning a little bit about yourselves. I learned before the show that you've owned businesses before. So this is not your first rodeo. Correct. But like with owning any small business, there's always something new and exciting, right?
All the time.
But tell us a bit. Well, Carrie, we'll start with you. What's your background like professionally, and how did you get here?
Sure. Quick story. I was actually a biology major in college.
What?
Yeah. Okay. I was going to go to physical therapy school.
Okay.
I ended up doing a year of service with AmeriCorps, and I was like, I like business. I like fundraising at that point.
Yeah.
I like managing teams. So I went and got my MBA and really took a turn. I worked in nonprofits. I went to Whole Foods for a while.
Wow.
And ultimately found myself in small business and eventually started my own e-commerce company, wetplants.com.
Okay.
I still own that to this day with my husband. We sell aquatic plants online for fish tanks and ponds.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. Okay, so that was a lot of information. So not only have you owned a business before, but you still own it.
We still own it.
Yes. This isn't past tense, like I owned it, I sold it, or whatever. So now you're operating, you're co-operating two businesses.
Yes, well,
or is there more?
Shipology has grown so much over the last year especially, so my husband's really taken the reins on our e-commerce business.
Gotcha. So on paper, you're involved,
I'm involved with helping to make some of those decisions and efficiencies, but he's taken over the day-to-day operations.
Excellent. Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. It's always good to have a good partner, right, in crime and in business.
Absolutely.
And you are a mother, and I thought very new, but he's already a year old.
He's a year old. Jack, yes.
Yeah.
So Jack is a year old. I had him. I was pregnant and didn't know it when we started this business, Shipology.
Oh, so another surprise.
Yeah.
When starting a business. Yes.
But it's, you know, I think it's one of those things that it's changed a lot. And
sure.
Having a great business partner in Amanda, she really embraced the pregnancy. So
yeah.
It wasn't an issue that I
right.
was pregnant.
Sure.
You know, she was just as excited as I was. So it's really, Jack's been incorporated in this business from day one. He doesn't know
I
it,
love
but.
That. He's the Shipology baby,
he
right?
Is. He yeah. has a play space at the warehouse, because I'm sure a lot of people relate to this. Getting into daycare right now is a disaster.
I know.
I've been on wait lists for like 9 months already. So
right, and he's a year old, so he's technically been on a wait list since he could get on a wait
Absolutely.
List. Yeah,
so he's very integrated into the day-to-day operations of both Wet Plants and Shipology.
That's incredible, and you know, I did want to touch on that just a tiny bit. I know we've got quite an agenda here, but you know, being a new mom, especially. Mm-hmm. And operating a business, it sounds like you found a great way to balance that, but I'm certainly it comes with its challenges.
We have a really awesome support system. Both of our parents are really active in Jack's life and
oh,
helping
great.
Babysit, but also having the flexibility to work for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we trade off who has Jack during what time so someone else can focus on what they need to get done for the day.
Yeah.
So having that flexibility is just really important to us, and making sure that we each have our own space to do what we need to do Jack-free is also essential.
Yes, 100%. And it sounds like it's working.
It is.
Yeah. Awesome. Great. And so, again, we'll get to where did the idea for Shipology come from, but we also want to hear from Amanda. Where have you been? What have you been up to?
I feel like I have been involved in a few different ventures, which is super exciting.
Yeah.
I feel like I have to attribute my sense of wanting to have my own business, like, back from my childhood.
Really?
My grandparents, they built, operated, and owned a marina in Scotia.
Awesome.
For pretty much their entire lives, and I grew up basically at that marina.
Right.
So it was super cool. Like, it was just family owned. There was, you know, a few additional outside employees, but it was really, really family oriented. So
that's awesome.
We joke about this all the time with Jack. Your children become involved heavily in the business.
Of course.
Some free labor, right?
Yeah.
But I worked essentially, you know, picking up sticks, mowing the lawn, like cleaning toilets.
Yeah.
At this marina for my childhood. When my grandparents didn't have their marina anymore, my aunts and uncles took it over. So
okay.
It had been in the family for a long time.
And it stayed in the family.
And
yeah.
It stayed. Yeah. They eventually sold it, so we don't have it anymore. But that's like where I grew up, in a family-run
right.
business, and I loved it.
It's almost in your blood, right,
yes.
At that point.
It was so much fun. So fast forward, I don't know, 20 years, basically, graduated college. No idea what I wanted to graduate with. Like, I was one of those people that changed their majors probably 9 different times.
Hey, listen, you're not the only one.
I know.
So, yeah, I mean.
I just couldn't figure it out. So I eventually graduated with a public relations degree and knew that I still wanted to have my own business in some sense.
Yes.
So I met Carrie. Carrie and I, of course, will go into this, but I met Carrie. We lived across the street from each other.
Ah.
And she had her own business. So she had wet plants, which she already discussed.
Right.
It was so intriguing. It was so exciting. Like, you know, I helped her with it because she asked for my advice, my opinion. Like, we kind of worked on the business in the beginning together.
Yeah.
And it sparked me wanting to also have my own business as well. So I have a company called Riverside Sourcing, and it mainly focuses on product sourcing and, like, developing supply chains for other businesses.
Wow.
It's super exciting. I mean, some of it definitely stemmed from, like, Carrie's business, her wet plants business.
Sure.
Wanting to source her own plants, right? So I went from there and I helped her source some of her own plants. But that's what I have been doing for the last, I've had it for about almost 3 years.
Wow.
Before Shipology was born.
That's great. So both of you got bit by the entrepreneur bug, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Small business owners, all the things. So that's fantastic. So you came together. You have the experience of owning and operating your own businesses. Where did Shipology come from?
Well, we can give my mom credit for the name.
Okay.
We had another name before this.
Oh, and I love these stories. It's the
gosh,
best. Yeah,
yeah.
Like where did the name come from?
Hopefully it's on-air appropriate.
Yeah.
Well, it was the happy package. You could take from it what you want. We got a lot of really interesting comments about it, so we decided we needed to rebrand.
Sure.
So we were talking about this for a while, and my mom called me one day. She's like, Shipology. And we're like,
Yeah.
Well, then we came back around to it, like, 2 months later. We're like, you know what? We really like it.
Sure.
We're going forward with
it. It's mature, it's simple, and it's really what you do is in the name, right? Yes. Okay. Fantastic. So where did the idea for the business come from? What's the story behind that? How did you figure out that this was needed?
So with COVID, my own business, Wet Plants, we 8x'd that year. So
okay.
With that was a whole assortment of logistics nightmares.
Sure.
That first summer of COVID, I was using the post office to ship. I called Amanda crying one night because over half my orders didn't arrive in 2 to 3 days. I was
right.
Using, you know, priority service. And at that time,
yeah.
The post office was having a lot of struggles themselves with delivery.
We remember those days.
Right?
Yes.
And
yes.
I was too small before that to negotiate rates with FedEx or UPS.
Yeah.
So I said, Amanda, I need your help. So we brainstormed. She got me in touch with a FedEx rep, and I got on this amazing 2-day air program. So
okay.
All of my plants were guaranteed to arrive in 2 business days.
Awesome.
So for me, I was like, what's this going to cost?
Sure. Well,
at that point, I had some volume. I was doing about 200 orders a week.
Wow.
And I got rates that were comparable to what I was paying with the post office.
Okay. Awesome.
So I was like, how do other businesses, small businesses, not know about this? And we started doing some research and talking with other small business owners. And we're learning that this was an issue for small businesses not having access to affordable rates for shipping. So that's kind of the initial thoughts for Shipology and how it was born, I guess you can say, was we saw that small businesses really weren't being serviced in this way. We can provide them with shipping rates. But then along with that, too, is the time savings. People don't want to be sitting there picking and packing their orders all day.
No.
They have more important tasks to focus on
sure.
to grow their business. So we had, you know, we've been around fulfillment centers for a while, and we were like, we can do this better.
Yeah. Well, that's brilliant. And you're right. There's a small business owner has so much to think about. And you know that because you own your other own small businesses. But, you know, from the simple aspect of just fulfilling what you do as a business to then marketing and then, you know, the checks and balances of your finance, all these things you're trying to take care of by yourself. Oh, and then, oh, by the way, I got to ship out all this stuff. I got to package it. I got to tape. Right. I'm out of tape. Where do I get more tape? You know, all the things. So you're fulfilling that need for small businesses, which we all know how popular e-commerce is these days. It's insane, right? How many times do you click on something on your phone and it shows up at your door?
I couldn't tell you the last time I walked into a store.
I know.
I order everything online.
Yes, it's incredible. And we're not the only ones, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of people, that's how they are getting their goods. So this is brilliant. So this is how the idea came together. Now, how did it actually happen? Like, you have your idea, right? What's next?
So we really used Wet Plants. Like, we used Carrie's business as the basis of Shipology, right?
Brilliant.
So she already had it. She already had the volume. So we said, okay, we're going to start Shipology. We're going to start with the few businesses that we've already been in contact with, right?
Okay.
We built our volume again off Wet Plants. We said, we can offer you these shipping rates. You know, we'll take the inventory off your hands. We'll pick, pack, and ship for you. And honestly, we really started with like 3-4 clients the first 3 or 4 months we were in business.
Yeah.
And that's really all we had for a couple of months. We did the best we absolutely could to service them.
And we fulfilled them. We lived across the street, remind you. So
yeah.
We fulfilled them out of our spare bedrooms and garages.
We did.
And we'd run back and forth. Yeah. I have FedEx coming to my house to pick up, and Amanda had UPS coming to her house. So we'd run back and forth with the packages.
I mean,
our neighbors thought we were crazy.
No, but listen, that is the story, right? The beginning of a small business. How many stories have we heard like this where, oh, it began in my parents' basement or whatever? You know, this is real life. Right. You're not going to start a business and then 2 weeks later be like, oh, we got our retail space. Like, first of all, where did you get the money for that, right?
Right.
I have questions, you know, but that's how it happens. It happens in your garage. It happens in your spare bedroom. It happens in your basement. But you ladies figured it out. And even if you were looking crazy, running across the street, you know, doing your thing.
It worked,
right? Fantastic story. We do have to take a quick break, though. I'm sorry. I just realized what time it was. So we'll take a quick break. And when we come back, we will continue this awesome story and discussion on Shipology. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, my name is David Cohen. As a project engineer at StoreTech, I focus on upgrading and improving technology that businesses rely on to be efficient and eliminate boundaries to productivity. What's different about StoreTech is the dedication to their customers and down-to-earth approach to IT. Our only agenda is to make life easier for you and your employees and allow you to focus on what's important. It's a true pleasure to be a part of StoreTech. I leave work with a real sense of pride knowing I'm part of such a wonderful team of enthusiastic people with unmatched knowledge and experience. Call us today at 518-793-1111 and see how our team can elevate your business to the next level.
And now, back to I'm In with the ARCC. Here's your host, Amanda Blanton.
And we're back. Thanks again for listening to I'm In with the ARCC, sponsored by StoreTech, your technology, our passion. And I'm here with Carrie Weitrall and Amanda Skimmerhorn, owners of Shipology. We heard the awesome story behind the business. I mean, you ladies are still kind of in that beginning stage, right? But again, you're veterans at this point of being a business owner, so you're just taking off. So why don't we start talking about how you've grown over, how long has it been now? A year, 2 years almost?
Almost 2 years. We started January 2021.
Wow, and the time has flown, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
And, yes. And we have a Shipology baby and all the things. So, so what has happened? How has Shipology grown in the last almost 2 years?
Yeah, so we went from running back and forth to our houses and our spare bedrooms in June 2021, and in July 2021, we gained our largest client to that date.
Yeah.
They wanted to send us 68 pallets of inventory. So
my house isn't big enough for that either, Samantha.
I don't know how large your house is, but my house definitely can't occupy that many pallets.
No.
So we were like, okay, this is like the time where we need to find a warehouse.
Yeah.
We had legitimately 4 weeks to find space because that's when she was going to send her inventory to us.
And again, we're talking at a time when space was not readily available, right?
Nope.
People can't find apartments, they can't find homes, they can't find offices, and you're looking for a warehouse.
Yeah, okay. It was challenging. We definitely had some sleepless nights, that's for sure.
Sure.
But ultimately, we got hooked up with like the most incredible broker, and he found us a space.
Awesome.
We're in like the old Montgomery Ward building in Menands.
Okay.
So they have a lot of had at the time some additional warehouse space, and we secured it as fast as we possibly could. Thank goodness it worked out just in time. I think we signed the lease, and 2 days later we had the inventory. It was
just in time. Seriously, I mean, you must be thanking your lucky stars at that point. Like we made it work.
I know. So
we had a backup plan in case it didn't work. We did have space we could use.
That's good.
But it wasn't ideal. We'd have to travel. This was the exact space we wanted.
Exactly.
And also securing a large client like that, you're realizing, right, that it's only going to go up from here, right? Like it's not going to stop here. We're going to continue to grow. We definitely need this space and long term, right? Not for a few months. We need it forever.
Yeah. Yes. 100%.
That's awesome. Do you have any stats you can share about your growth? Because I'm always intrigued by this, you know, figuratively.
Yes.
How
it's funny because I feel like we're just so in the day-to-day all of the time with the business growing that we haven't actually sat down and said, what have we done in the last year? And when we were preparing, we put stats together that honestly shocked us ourselves.
Sure.
But it's very exciting. So we started the business January 2021.
Yep.
We moved to our warehouse July 2021.
Wow.
That first year in business, we had about 23 clients that we serviced out of our warehouse space. Fast forward, we're now in 2022. We're only through the first 10 months.
Yep.
We do have our two busiest months ahead of us, November and December, of course, for holiday season. But we're now up to 56 clients. So we've essentially doubled, a little more than doubled.
Wow, everybody, round of applause.
Yay.
Wow, that's incredible.
It's very exciting. It's very exciting. With that, we've also had a double in warehouse space.
Yeah.
So when we first signed our lease, we had about 4,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. We're now in a little over 10.
Wow.
And we are in talks with a few larger clients this year, so we're actually looking for additional space as of today. So
that's incredible.
Yeah.
So it's first exciting. Off, congratulations, ladies. That kind of growth doesn't happen all the time. And as you know, you've owned your own businesses. But that's a testament to your hard work. And also the need, right? And you recognize that need in small to medium-sized businesses. We need this service. Clearly, they need this service because you're there. That's fantastic.
Very
well, congrats.
Exciting.
Yes.
Thank you.
So exciting. So exciting. Any other stats that you have to share?
So we doubled our clients. We pretty much doubled our warehouse space.
Yeah.
As far as revenue, we've actually... So in the last year and a half we've been in business, we've doubled every 6 months.
Wow.
Which is, I know, kind of crazy.
It's incredible.
Like June 2021, we did like 75,000 in sales, which we were very excited about.
Sure.
End of last year, we closed end of last year about 180. And this year we're set to do just under 400. So
wow.
We're excited to see what next year brings.
And I was going to ask, like, what are your goals for growth? I mean, you can obviously top your doubling growth, but now that you've seen how it grows, do you have like a 3-year, 5-year plan of where you want to see it go? are you just going to take over the world? Like,
yes, we're taking over the world. I think for us, our 5-year plan is to really build the warehouse of our dreams so we can accommodate all these businesses.
Yes.
So that's something we've started planning and implementing to figure out how we're going to do that. We work with the SCORE program, so we have some really awesome mentors there.
Yes.
We love working with them.
Oh, my God,
they've been
essential
in helping us figure out getting our financials in line, because we really started running before we walked.
Sure.
So we have to kind of backtrack now and go and fill in the rest of that information so we can accurately plan for the future. And really building a warehouse to suit our needs. Like,
right.
One of the things we saw, funny story, when we got our warehouse space, it didn't have electric outlets.
No.
And we just didn't think to check, right?
Sure. So now you're frantically calling an electrician and being like, we need.
Yeah. So, like, little things to plan for when getting additional warehouse space. And, we've been in our situation now for a little bit over a year in this warehouse, so we know what works for us.
Yep.
Column sizes, things you just didn't think you would keep you up at night, and how that impacts your overall square footage at a warehouse.
Yeah, sure.
How high your ceilings are, where are the outlets located, things like that.
Right.
So all the planning that goes into it. We've, had our opportunity to make those mistakes early on.
Yes.
Fortunately, they didn't impact us in a negative way. We were able to learn from it, correct it, and move on. But
so you just made the best point anybody can make, is when you're posed these challenges, you turn them into learning opportunities.
Absolutely.
Right? Let's not have the adult temper tantrum in the corner, right? Even though you may have, but make it brief. But how can we learn from this, right? And you can apply that to every facet of your life, but specifically owning a business. Okay, we messed up, or we did this wrong. What can we learn from it, and how do we fix it and move forward?
Absolutely. There's no point in stressing over it. The outlets especially is one of those situations. You just have to laugh at the end of the day.
Yes, right?
How else are you going to get past it? It is definitely a funny story. We find it hilarious, especially now.
Right, in hindsight, right? When you can look back and be like, that was funny.
It doesn't get you anywhere to sit there and steam over it. And I think we've experienced that in the past. So we're ready to, mistakes happen. They're opportunities, essentially. How can you improve upon the process and make it better?
That's it. And these are all great lessons. And remember when I asked you before the show if you had any lessons that you could share with us about owning a business? And you're like, probably. You quite literally just spewed out like 10 of them. You probably didn't even realize it, right? But I think I want to go back to SCORE. Because they work with the chamber as well, and we're always pushing business, even established businesses, to work with them. It sounds like you had a great experience. Is that something you would recommend?
Absolutely.
Entrepreneurs, small, everybody, right?
Everyone. I mean, we've been working with them for about 6 months now. We meet every other week. For us, it's the two of us in the day-to-day. To have an outside perspective and someone with extensive years of experience in different industries as well come and help give their opinions. It's a soundboard for us so we can make the right decisions moving forward.
It's almost like
I feel like we have our own board without having an official board.
And they're there for you to bounce ideas off of. Are we crazy? They'll let you know.
Absolutely.
And they're always honest, which is what you need.
Absolutely. And I know we're not here to plug SCORE, but if anyone's listening and they want some absolutely 100% free business advice, go to score.org, and you can find a local mentor, because these ladies are a shining example of how it works. It works.
It does.
So we heard the story. We know what you guys do. How can a business get involved? How can a business learn more about what you do and use your services?
Easiest way, you can always shoot us an email, hello@shipologyus.com. You also can visit our website, shipologyus.com. But we have a fun Instagram, so if you ever want to follow us at shipologyus, I'll give you a teaser. We got a really cute Halloween shipping costume for Jack that will go up soon. So
yes, I can't wait.
Stay tuned.
Yes, I love that. I love that. Anything you want to leave our listeners with today, ladies?
The one thing that I would say, which again, I feel like we've reiterated throughout this show so far, is just don't stress over the small things.
Yeah.
They're all learning opportunities, and it'll only make you better in the future. But have a laugh. Like, it'll make your life so much easier, and you'll get through it. You'll always get through it.
I love it. Because, listen, life throws you curveballs, right?
Absolutely.
We just got to roll with it. Yep. We just got to roll with it. Well, Carrie, Amanda, thank you so much for being on the show. It was fun.
It was.
And we learned a lot. And I'm so impressed by your growth. So again, congratulations. We can't wait to see what you're going to do in 2023. I mean, the sky's the limit,
right?
We're
excited. Yes. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. And I especially can't wait to see Jack's costume on Instagram. So I'm definitely going to check that out. But so thank you again, ladies.
Thank you.
And that's all the time we have for today on I'm In with the ARCC. Be sure to tune in next week.